This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Saturday that the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, had shot down an unidentified object in Canadian airspace. Trudeau said in a statement on Twitter that NORAD shot down the object on his order over Canada's sparsely populated Yukon territory. He said Canadian forces will recover and analyze the wreckage of the object and added that he had spoken with U.S. President Joe Biden about it. 1 week ago, the U.S. military destroyed what it asserts was a Chinese surveillance balloon that had traversed the continent. China says it was a weather balloon blown off course. And on Friday, the U.S. shot down what it described as an object roughly the size of a small car that was flying at an altitude of around 40,000 feet off the coast of Alaska. Officials said they were concerned about the object endangering civilian flights. The death toll from Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria has risen to more than 28,000 people. Rescuers pulled some survivors from the rubble on Saturday, but hopes were fading. Visiting the area, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said the death toll of the devastating earthquakes is likely to continue to grow.
It's deeply, deeply, deeply shocking. The idea that these mountains of rubble still hold people, some of them still alive, many of them dead. We haven't yet begun to really count the ultimate number who may have died.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid tribute to the victims of that earthquake in Turkey during a visit to the Turkish embassy in Kyiv. Video released on Saturday shows the Ukrainian leader laying flowers, writing a message, and speaking to the Turkish ambassador to Kyiv.